is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2000, only five countries counted China as their largest trading partner. Today, more than 100 countries do, including the United States. Only 0.6% of Americans over age 55 moved across the state line in 2015, according to an analysis of Census Bureau data. There are 80 House Republicans who come from districts that Trump carried by 55% or less who voted to repeal the health care law and are now seen by both parties as the most vulnerable. Between 1990 and 2016, 224 tunnels were discovered under the wall between Mexico and the USA, some with air vents, railroads, and electric lights. The harder it is, the more money they make, is also what they say. Economists with access to Google data who are evaluating people's real searches with their Facebook likes and interests find that the desire to exaggerate wealth is universal, as is the effort to appear cool and avoid embarrassment. Credit rating agencies like Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and Fitch Ratings, despite the 2008 financial crisis, are still using the same flawed business models in which the insurer of the debt instrument being analyzed pays for the grade it receives in an obvious conflict of interest. 30,000 Filipinos are caregivers in Israel, both legal and illegal, accounting for half of the foreign caregivers in the country, according to Cav Laovid, a workers' rights organization there. Bilateral trade agreement between the U.S. and China allows shipping of items up to 4.4 pounds as e-packets at extremely low rates with tracking numbers and delivery confirmation in order to ease e-commerce. New Orleans Times-Picayune analysis of city records shows social aid and pleasure clubs are paying the highest cost in an inequitable fee structure that makes using the city streets more expensive for them than any other types of parading groups. Records also showed that the city failed to provide second-line clubs with detailed invoices for nearly 10 years, despite a federal court consent judgment ordering it to do so. Just 432 people own half the privately held rural land in Scotland. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.